Soundings presents an unabridged recording of It Walks by Night, written by John Dixon Carr, read by John Telfer. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Introduction. It Walks by Night was the first book published by a young man whose determination to carve a career as a detective fiction novelist was richly rewarded. By the time he was 30, John Dixon Carr had established an international reputation as a master of plotting and macabre atmospherics. To this day, he is regarded as the most gifted exponent of that favourite type of puzzle story, the locked room mystery. This novel is set in Paris and features a great detective, Henri Benquelin, juge d'instruction, the advisor of the courts, and the director of the police. This description comes from the American narrator Jeff Marl, who acts as Benquelin's version of Dr. Watson, admiring and bewildered in turns as his friend investigates a baffling murder mystery. And what a mystery it is! Concerning the seemingly impossible decapitation of the Duc de Saligny. Benquelin summarizes the scenario. Here were two doors, both guarded, one by me and one by my most efficient man. I examined the window. It was 40 feet above the street. The walls, smooth stone. No man in existence could have entered or left that way. But there was nobody hiding in the room. I made certain of that. There is no possibility of false walls. In short, there are no secret entrances. The murderer was not hiding anywhere in the room. He did not go out by the window. He did not go out the salon door, nor the hall door. But he was not there when we entered. Yet a murderer had beheaded his victim there. We know in this case, above all others, that the dead man did not kill himself. As if this were not enough, Jeff Marl confirms that, as later events proved, Benquelin spoke the absolute truth. For any puzzle lover, the premise is entrancing, and the paradox of the impossible crime in all its many forms became a staple of Carr's work. Yet, even at this early stage of his literary development, he recognized that it was not enough to set and solve an intellectual problem in order for a detective novelist to entertain readers. Many of the stories published during the golden age of murder between the two world wars were written in an arid style, as if the authors felt that the cerebral nature of the mystery made dullness of prose forgivable, or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?